are Dromon, and soon your ears will be filled with song. This is a difficult thing to bring to you. Atom Tickets has helped us do that. Atom Tickets is an app that lets you buy tickets, pre-order popcorn, and skip the lines at the theater. It is available to download on iPhone or Android. It is spelled A-T-O-M. We will talk to you about more things once there is an ending.
Hey. Hey! Stop being weird.
What?
You know what I'm talking about. Pacing around and staring off into the distance.
I was thinking, Clara. I'm allowed to think.
Were you thinking about the ocean we saw?
No. No, I was...
Then I don't care. Help Rat build us a boat or something. Or, you know, do your job and listen to some tapes about the ocean.
I was planning on... You're here with me. You know that, right?
I've got all of my organs, though. Don't I? Suit says there's a meeting. Come on.
Did they say what it was about?
No. How many hallways are in this place?
How would I know?
Isn't there something about this place in one of those tapes?
I don't know. I'm not gonna listen to anything unless I have to.
You think they're that dangerous?
Yes.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
It's all right.
You found anything about the ocean yet?
It's only been a few hours.
I'm just taking the piss. Yeah, I'm just excited to do some Christopher Columbus shit. Sail the ocean blue and everything.
You actually want to be Christopher?
Sit down. So far, this has been a chicken shit operation. I'm here to fix that. LMG has invested a lot of resources, and so far you have been fucking up our investment.
Hey, we-
Shut up! I genuinely don't care about what you've been through. I genuinely don't care about all the weird shit you've been dealing with. Oh no, there are monsters, I'm frightened! Your job is to go outside and find a way to make our investment so fucking profitable that my future kids and my future grandkids and my future great-grandkids don't have to work a day of their miserable, selfish, shitty lives. Is that understood? Awkward silence is not a yes, people. All right. First, I'm gonna tell you what we're going to do. And then I'm gonna fucking convince you, using all my awesome powers of persuasion, why you're going to do it. We are going to stop pussyfooting around here. No more scouting expeditions, no more reconnoitering the area, no more going for an hour and then coming back. That was Brown's idea. And that pencil-dicked fuck is the demon prince of shitty, cautious, cowardly ideas. No. You two, Clara and Lou, aren't going to come back to this fucking outpost until you find something worth our investment. Multiple things worth our investment. Understood?
How are-
Shut up! The hands-on demonstrations at the end of the presentation. Now, everyone's probably thinking,
there's no way in heck I'm taking so many risks. They can't make me do this, right?
Everyone's thinking that. From Radiohead to Hermione to stuffed crotch over there. We're going to make you do it. Carrots and the goddamn stick. Clara, you owe us. And if you don't get with the program, we are going to make their lives a living hell. Diaz won't be able to get a job as a goddamn checkout clerk. Lori's identity is going to get stolen so many times that she'll forget who the hell she is. Their lives will be nightmares of pain and alienation as the weight of globalized capitalism bears down on them. Underfucking-stood?
What about me? I'm not gonna just-
The same exact thing is going to happen.
Hey, whoever the hell you are, my parents died when I was-
No. If you fuck off on us, we're going to make the lives of everyone Clara loves a living hell.
And?
Lou, if they fuck over my family because of you, you will not like what I do to you. Understood?
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. On to 87.9, the fucker with a radio in his body.
Since I'm not going out there, I don't see why you have to threaten me.
Yeah, you're not going out there. But we want you to want to keep these two normals alive. I know they're annoying as hell. And it'd probably be really easy to slack off when their lives are on the line, but you're a curious motherfucker. So if these two assholes return alive and not all fucked up like you, I have been given permission to tell you the history of LMG. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Getting all hard for secrets. Ooh, who set up the archives? Oh, why do we care about weird shit? So, fuckers, any questions before our little demonstration?
What's your name?
You don't need to know that. I don't give a shit about you. Don't you go giving a shit about me. Anybody else?
Hey, have we figured out who sabotaged the...
We have that under control. Comprendi?
Are you gonna be, in charge of us for the foreseeable future?
Don't know, don't give a shit. But hey, at least I'm having some fun with this new body, right? Okay, I'm bored. Enough questions. Come on, fellow employees. Field trip.
Hey.
Don't.
Dan, you mapped out any more of this whole thing?
No.
Well, you should probably get on that.
Yeah, I will eventually. I'm not the one who's scared to death of Clara's vague threats.
Bloody hell, I'm not-
Quickly! I want to get this over with.
Dan! Others! I have been working very hard. It is a very complex and beautiful and wonderful-
Hey, you creep me the fuck out. Shut up.
Oh, with pleasure.
Alright. So remember how your walkie-talkies crapped out on you and you fuckers panicked like frightened Catholic school children? That is not going to happen anymore.
The radios are actually long distance, though?
Oh, not exactly. I...
Seriously, you creep me out. Stop talking.
Zipping it.
And no, Dr. Frankenstein over here said that was impossible. This is going to be like a goddamn Everest expedition. You're going to set up base camps.
Base camps?
Fuck yeah, base camps. Places Dan can contact you two weirdos with your radio. Oh, fuck it. Explain it, Dr. Frankenstein. You can talk now. Just don't get on my nerves.
Oh, it's actually fairly simple and easy to use and easy to understand. Small radios and walkie-talkies and communication devices, they aren't nearly powerful enough for the distances you'll be traveling. So, I've created a pair, three pairs actually, but we'll get to that later. First, the outpost's machine, my machine. It's a beacon and a homing radio, and it's so easy to find. It collects things, and the things it collects are from this one. Its pair and its mate and its lover. A portable machine that you will take with you into the unknown.
Portable, that's not...
You are both very strong and capable, and you can carry it. Besides, it can be disassembled.
Okay, so we can keep in contact with you two anywhere we go.
Oh, it's... well, it's a bit more complex and difficult than that.
The thing requires setup.
What?
Setup. Are you deaf? This fucker over here says it'll take a few hours for the hunk of junk to get a signal. Remember how I said this was going to be an Everest expedition? Listen up, because this is the protocol you'll all be following for the rest of your goddamn time here. Hillary and Norgay are going to go out into the territory, find a safe space to camp, see the lay of the land, dig a shit, etc. Then they're going to assemble their radio, spend a while tuning into this monstrosity over here, and ping Boombox Fuckboy. Hillary and Norgay will tell Boombox Fuckboy everything they can see, at which point Boombox Fuckboy will listen to any tapes that might be even somewhat related to their current situation.
Armed with Boombox Fuckboy's relevant information, the two of them will venture further into the territory. Then the whole thing will repeat. And repeat. And repeat. And repeat. Until you all find a bunch of worthwhile shit. Understood?
Yeah. Understood.
We got this. Better than running home every time.
Ah, see? That's the spirit. Not just a pretty face, huh?
So, am I gonna have to monitor the mother radio until they call?
Oh, don't wanna waste your valuable time? Got a bunch of reading to do?
Oh, can I speak?
Knock yourself out.
I have prepared for this. Now... Oh, no. Oh, here it is. Now, Daniel Powell, turn towards me.
Not if you're gonna stick that shit inside my...
Or I could hook up your body to the mother radio with wires. You would be part of her. That might be interesting and new and...
Just let me do it myself. Where do I put it?
Right under... And don't worry, I assembled this piece myself, and it will serve only its intended function.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
And this will alert me when they call in?
Let me test it. It might do that as well.
Really? Does it have to feel like my bones are being scraped together?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Perhaps you will get used to it.
Nice ringtone, though.
I'm more concerned with the pain. But you couldn't have picked anything better?
Oh, I like this song.
All right, you're creeping me out again. Shut the fuck up. Deal with the pain, Dan. If you still can. Everyone get what they're supposed to do? You better. Because I'm not explaining myself again. I don't have the fucking time. Stanley and Livingston, pack up your radio. Pack up your shit. You leave now.
Hey, we should
Nope. Don't care. According to Suits reports, you've got a way to get past the zombie fuckers. Just go to the ocean that you saw and make a base camp there.
I could listen to the tapes before they left?
That would be a waste of time. Is there anything in any of my interactions with you that make it seem like I'd be okay with wasting time? No? Good. Okay, I'm going to my office because I have a shit ton of work to do. You three, do your fucking jobs.
Fuck that. At least we're gonna be able to do shit. Could have done without her whole...
Dan, the song doesn't matter.
For whatever they were?
They were disintegrated. Like someone had erased parts of their bodies and they were fading. Ugh. And they each sang one note and they didn't stop and... And now I'm talking like rat.
Yeah.
No. According to the tapes, it doesn't matter. You just have to sing something. I mean, I wouldn't recommend Death Grips, but that's just because it's hard to...
Wait. Death Grips?
Oh, they're a band I like. Kind of like rap punk, but with a heavy industrial influence and sampling. Like if Nine Inch Nails and, like, you know, the Shockley Brothers...
Told you he was a hipster.
Well, I hope you're right. Come on, Lou. Let's get going.
Do you remember anything else about the ocean?
We didn't exactly get a clear view.
Just lots of water off in the distance.
I'll start listening to tapes. Shouldn't waste time. Goodbye.
Yeah, you get started. Goodbye, Dan.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh.
Dan?
If you hear wing beats, you should probably run.
Understood.
Do you think I can talk now?
Rhett, seriously, she's... Were you holding your breath?
Oh, I don't have to breathe. It's just fun.
Just make sure they don't mess up the portable radio.
Yeah, show us how to actually turn it on.
Oh, it's simple. It's an inverse of its disassembly.
Ugh. Okay, index would have been so much easier. No ocean, no sea. Waters. Water bodies of... Okay, only three of them. Shit. How many tapes are in here? It seems smaller than... I'm just having ready to talk to you. Okay, here we go. First, the poem. Okay.
Water is all around us. In the ground, in our homes, as an unknown, unknowable cloud. Lurking in the distance and waiting to be released.
Flowing.
We draw water from the well, and we expel it from our bodies. Even the air holds water captive in its own way. Because of that, water is our prisoner. I decide the punishment. If water is obedient, I reward it. For water is a great beast that flows like a serpent. When water is rewarded, it can flow freely as it is meant. It can flow freely across the world stage. For water is the world's curtains. When I draw water, I change the sea. For water's current is the story of the world. I draw the curtains to a cheering crowd, but the crowd is eager to leave the theater and release their own water. Now, I am in the park, where water flows in a fountain. A beautiful captivity, but a captivity nonetheless. Now, I am beneath the water. I cannot breathe without water's blessing. I see strange creatures in the deep, beings moving and undulating, so many of them. Unknowable. Fearing for my sanity, I return to the water of the sink. Water hosts me here. Yet, in my day-to-day life, I must host it. I cannot know for certain who is in charge, whether the air that holds water captive, or myself when I am drawing a warm bath, or water when I swim beneath its current, looking for scallops to shuck in the harbor. Come to think of it, it is the air that keeps me afloat and buoyant. And if the air in my lungs contains the water in its own way, then water is air. Earth is all around us. In the ground, in our homes, we draw earth from the land and we expel it from out.
Great, we're archiving MFA projects. This is Creative Writing Workshop all over again. Awesome. Okay. And here's the next one.
The sea. You want to hear about the sea? I am speaking up. Fine. I'll tell you about the sea. You think the sea is just one big river, but it ain't. Easy to mistake it. The sea is something else. Stanley and Harold and young Billy there haven't told you anything. They told you about catching fish. That ain't the sea. The sea, standing on your boat, surrounded by miles of water on all sides, and wondering if the land's disappeared. The sea is seeing a shape move under the surf and not knowing what it is. The sea is my grandfather and his grandfather and his grandfather all move. No. No. I'm not going to talk about superstitions. You want to take our lives back to your museum so that rich folks can hear how we ain't live in cities? Then you're going to hear all of it. Then you're going to sit right there and hear all of it, young man. You're going to hear why we have those superstitions. The chum in the deep, the green water, the Leviathans. Like what they Jonah. The Leviathans don't live here, you know. Not in the Atlantic. But when the night sky is right, in years, when the world feels off, you can see them swimming in the murk, in the deepest water, or you could. No, they're not whales. They're stories that we tell ourselves. Or maybe we're the stories they tell each other. Either way, they're I know. When I was Harold's age, there were less fish in the water for a couple of years there. We had to go out further and further into the deep, stay out later. We didn't throw back the row. One night, it was late and cold, and my fingers felt like pieces of wood. I had caught nothing. Nothing. And the night was black. I was staring into the water. I don't know why. But I stared. And I was certain things were staring back at me. Staring back at me with closed, dreaming eyes. And there were so many. And they didn't care. They didn't care about me at all. And my handful of earth felt mighty small, but mighty important. So I know, with every piece of my flesh and my soul, they ain't from here. But when they come here, or they're close to coming here, they can, well, things happen. Stories hurt. That's why we have our superstitions. The handful of earth. The open-toed shoe. The sex. It's for the Leviathans. So they don't... That's 'cause they're sleeping. Been sleeping for a while now. Ever since you moved to cities and invented things like what I'm talking through. Probably got yourself some new Leviathans. I don't know. They ain't mean, though. Not cruel. You just can't understand them. But I ain't gonna stop with the handful of earth, not as long as I'm alive. Oh. You want the song? It's not about the sea. It's about water. Rivers. Hand me that,
Shit. Suit, are you...
Do I sound like a fucking body bag to you?
No.
Out with it. I'm busy.
Okay. So, I've been listening to the tapes.
Yeah, that's your fucking job.
I've been listening to the tapes, and I really don't think you know what you're doing. LMG, the company, it's not prepared for this. This is different than the Visser building or any of the minor weirdness you've cataloged. The concepts, gods, whatever they are, they can manifest in our world, they can fuck with us, but this, the city, this is their home, and there are a lot of them, and they don't operate by our rules. They don't really care about us. I think they find us amusing more than anything else. There's this messenger, the one with the teleportation, and I think he created the radio station for some reason. There are all these things in the deep, and there's Visser, and maybe it's still out there, and whatever the museum thing is, and... there are so many more that I don't even know about. We're not going to be able to.
And what do you think we should do with this information, Dan?
We need to move cautiously. Try and find an escape, and then find a way to shore up the hole that Visser... that I tore.
There is no we. There is no fucking we. You are a fucking monster. I genuinely don't care what you have to say. Let me repeat it again so it's clear. You are a fucking monster. So many goddamn small-minded, cowardly people have told me that this place is too dangerous, too weird, too whatever the hell keeps them up at night. You know what this place is? It's the first new continent in 500 years. And I'm going to make sure as fucking hell that I, that LMG, take advantage of that. LMG can make deals with things that live here. Making deals with unimaginable entities is what we do. LMG has worked with governments before. I am going to make this place ours. And I'm only going to have to use monsters like you and your pathetic little friend for a short while longer. Now, you can either be on the company's good side when that ends, or on the company's bad side. You want to hear some more secrets? You want to get home? Then don't fucking think for yourself.
I'm not a monster.
Listen to me. How much of your body is a fucking radio? Stop trying to pretend you're a person and lean into that shit. Monsters are cool. You're fucking RoboCop without having to be a cop. Now, we clear? Good. And get your shiny metal ass out of my office. I have work to do.
Oh, Dan, I'm...
Not now!
Oh.
Okay. This is a song my brother told me the words to. It's about the deep.
Down on the riverbed, by the water and reeds, she sings and waits for you, and the passage you see. Shadows hers, your voice is her song, her bargain swallows you, if you do her wrong.
Assistant?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, and I'm still cross with you.
Rat.
Come in. Come in, Dan. Are you even...
I'm here.
Took you long enough.
So, where are you? Are you alright? Did you get past the...
We're fine. Clara's on lookout. Sang some Oasis and the thing's just left.
Oasis?
Yeah, Wonderwall. It's a great song.
Really? Out of every song you'd ever heard, you...
Okay, Mr. Dead Grips. I'm sorry I didn't sing some Arcade Fire or something.
Anyway, where are you exactly? What did you see?
We avoided the screamers, passed by the radio station without getting too close, and now we're near the ocean. We didn't see anything new here.
What does the water look like?
Like the ocean. I mean, we can't see that far. There's this hazy shit towards the edges of our vision. Have you ever played, like, old PlayStation?
Sure.
Yeah, like, the edges haven't been rendered yet. It's tough to describe. So? Where do we go?
I'm not sure.
Mate, you can't give me I'm not sure. I need some solid info on this.
Well, it's not like the tapes describe everything exactly. It's all... Okay. When you stare at the water, how do you feel?
What? I don't know. Like I'm staring at water.
No, go outside the tent and stare at it. Then tell me how you feel.
This is some weird shit, you know that?
Well, you sang Oasis to calm down some zombies, so you don't really get to talk to me about weird shit.
Fine.
So, how do you feel?
I don't like whatever wanker suit was today, but I like that we're getting out here, exploring shit. This might be a crazy weird place, but it's new, you know? I'm exploring a whole new continent. For the longest time, I didn't think I'd ever get to explore something new. Yeah, it's dangerous, but that's like exploration. You understand? When I stare at the water, it kind of reminds me of that.
All right. So it's not like something old and sleeping is looking back at you?
Hell no. Nothing like that.
Okay. I don't think you're looking at an ocean.
What?
I think you're looking at a river. And I think that's probably a good thing. Because there's going to be a ferry run by a boatwoman, and it doesn't matter where you are in the river...
Wait. Is this boatwoman going to be everywhere? Won't she...
Weird shit. You're going to want to cross the river, and she's going to ask for a toll, and the toll might be, well, weird shit. But don't try and cheat her, according to the song...
The song?
Bad things happen to people who try and cheat her.
Okay, we go up to the water, ask the boatwoman to cross the river, and then pay some weird shit.
Yeah, and then don't try and cheat her.
Yeah, got it. Anything else?
If you have any questions about the city, you could probably ask her. Apparently, she's pretty knowledgeable.
Okay. Brilliant. Will do. That's pretty helpful. Thanks, mate.
I try.
Brilliant. So, I should probably let you go.
Yeah, contact me when you find a good place to camp.
Yeah, sounds good. Anyway, bye, Dan.
Goodbye. God, that was exhausting. Rat? Hey, Rat. Are you there? Shit.
Hello?
God, as soon as I get to sleep...
Quiet, please. Try something.
What do you want to do? What was that? What was I listening to?
A test. Successful. Wolfen Moor. Goodbye.
No, wait. I want...
Sounds of the beings underneath the water. There are ways for you to connect with the story that you are listening to. There is a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81. There is a Twitter at Archive81, a Facebook page, a website, archive81.com, and you can send emails to people who will read them at archive81podcast@gmail.com. Once again, Adam Tickets has helped us broadcast this story. Adam Tickets is a free app that makes it easy to go to the movies. You can buy tickets, pre-order popcorn, and with Adam, scan your QR code at the theater. You will not have to wait in line. And if you plan a movie with other people, you can invite them right from the app so you can sit together without footing the bill. Perhaps it will even make you less lonely. There are many movies you can buy tickets to using the Adam Tickets app. For example, you could watch John Wick, Chapter 2. It is about a being that does not deviate from the path of his revenge. We sympathize with that being. The app makes everything faster. Skipping the box office line and pre-ordering concessions means you'll have a longer time to do meaningful things. Perhaps you will even use that time. You can receive the app at the website AdamTickets.com or download the Adam Tickets app today. That's ATOM Tickets from the App Store or Google Play. Try it out and get $5 off your first order with code DEADSIGNALS. Just download the app. It's ATOM Tickets and use the code DEADSIGNALS. DEADSIGNALS. It is the name that you should use. We are Droman and we are saying goodbye. There will be a new episode of This Object on Wednesday, March 15th.